Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I can only imagine being in heaven. Amen. Can y'all see that? Can you see this there? All right. Can y'all see over here? Can y'all see Joy? All right. All right. I thought Jay was going to get my message tonight, but he did this really well. But this is a vision board. It would say vision.
Vision.
All right. This is a vision board. It has, if you'll notice, this is going to be a little hard, challenging to your intellect, but it has pictures on here. Bill, do you know that? It's a vision board. And images are here. Vision, revelations are here. That plane does look familiar. And all these things, this is what our church, this is what we desire and want to see and be. It's for the people. All of y'all and all these people is coming and this and that. And so we're going to talk tonight a little bit. If you can see it, you can have it. And that's cutting it sort of short, but we want to talk about that. But I thought Jay did a great job this morning. I knew, what was that, about 2 or 3 weeks ago he shared, and it's just like he took the lid off of something to me and opened the door to fulfilling your destiny, getting to the other side. And it came up tonight in chapel as we were praying. And Rose had a word from the Lord that said that he was, you know, what was all that? He's speeding things up or doing something?
Yeah, the time between declaring and it coming to pass.
The time between when you declare or say amen and it happening is getting quicker.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Watch your words. Watch your words, because what you're saying is going to show up quick. Amen. So, and I believe that with all my heart. It was in my heart, something about that those lines anyway. Time is short, folks. One way I'm really glad. Another way I'm not. So I enjoy being down here. But one day we're going to be off there. It's going to be a lot better. Amen.
Yeah.
We get to see Joy brought up. Mr. Larry went, what, 16 years ago, you said?
Yeah.
Today. And then Wanda brought up Chuck. Is it 16 too for this spring? In April be for him. And my goodness, y'all, a lot of people up there that used to be right here with us, you know, and it seems like yesterday. But we'll be together. Don't panic. And then we'll be together forever and forever. And we've been talking a lot about peace. Sharon had that other Wednesday night was just, there's some things that happen, it's just, you won't ever go there again. That was one of those nights. But peace was the theme. And the peace of God, I would say the peace of God. The peace of God, peace is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, and those. That is an issue, a force of life, eternal life. God's love, right? God's joy, right? God's peace. It's in you. It's in me. And God's rallying the church at this point in time, like with us the other night, that it's going to be a big move of just peace in the body of Christ. And as we get operating in peace, our lives are going to get much better. Amen? Everybody say, going to get much better. All right, much better. Everybody smile and say, much better. I like peace, don't you? I don't like confusion. I know people that live in torment of confusion 24/7. Y'all met the same family, didn't you? Anyway, they do. I don't like that. That's why I tell Ann just to be quiet and go away. No, I didn't say that. She was gone last week, I don't know. And somebody asked me what I was going to do. I said, anything I want. So I ate bologna sandwich and pizza for 4 days. Amen. That's a good week. Good week. And I think Jeanette asked me this morning, did I make it okay? I said, well, sure. No, I did miss her. It was real quiet, but I missed her. And she says she missed me too, so I thought that was pretty sweet. She did. Yeah. She's back. She's like Arnold. She's back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. God is good. Let's talk about vision tonight. We have a vision board, and Jay brought out this morning. There's overflow crowds worshiping God. And, of course, this is faith outreach. This is us. And then here's a praise and worship team. There's another overflow crowd and an outreach, a setting of a tent. I know where there's a tent tonight. And then the airplane. This is not just for us to ride around and look cool in. This is to get somewhere and to get somewhere quickly and get home. It's just places I know that God has wanted me to go, and I just couldn't get there. But those days are going to be short-lived as soon as this arrives. Amen? And our pilots get here, and they're here now. So praise be to God forever. And then baptizings and miracles, what a joy. That's Brooklyn right there. Brooklyn Ground. Free from all seizures in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then people getting out of wheelchairs. Right, Sandy? There you are. And then I don't ever want to sit another boot on anybody's foot around here, y'all. I mean, we had those last year and this year. So Betty's out of hers and everybody else out of their boots. Hallelujah. We've got strong feet. We're not going to fall anymore, right? All right. Glory to God. All right. So if we can see this, we can have this. Because vision and seeing and having that image before us anchors something in our hearts and minds that we'll talk about here in just a minute. Can we go to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18? Proverbs 29, 18. Now, this is not, and sometimes the Word of Faith churches, as years went by a while back, would say, you know, we're that name it, blab it and grab it kind of folks, which is totally absurd. But if you're going to use faith, you got to speak it. Right? You can't use faith and not speak faith. You got to speak your faith. Move that mountain. Jay told us today. Jesus said this. The head of the church. Speak to that mountain. And he didn't say, you know, if you feel like it. Speak to that mountain. I want you on the other side. Right? So we have to speak to our mountains. So therefore, speaking is very, very important to our faith. And the Bible also tells us one more very interesting and thing we need to know. It says it many times. The just, that's you and me, that's the church, shall live by faith. Well, if you're going to live by faith, if you're going to obey God, if you don't live by faith, you're not obeying God. I'm sorry, that's what the book says. The just shall live by faith. Well, then we're going to have to see it and we're going to have to say it. That's the only way it works. Okay, now, Proverbs 29:18 says, where there's no vision, never say no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Well, let's explain that for just a moment here. Let's read again. Where there is no vision, never say no vision. Well, what does vision mean? If you look it up, it means a revelation. It means an image. It could be a dream. It's something that you see, whether God gives it to you or through whatever. It's a spiritual situation. And God energizes that, and you see this vision. But where there's no vision, and if I were to go to a new church or go to another church, I'm not going to. But if I did, Jerry, the first sermon would be about vision. If you have no vision, church, you're going to perish. You're going to be exposed, because the word perish means to be naked, to be exposed, to be brought to naught if you have no vision. Well, what's a vision, preacher? Well, that's why I tell other preachers and young ones for sure, keep casting the vision of your church. The vision of our church is to teach my people how to live victoriously. You can't do it without faith, because faith is a victory that overcometh the world. You got to teach the people faith, because that's how we're supposed to live. That's why we've been talking about it for 43 years. Amen? Okay, here we go. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no vision, there's nothing to look forward to. There's no aim, there's no purpose, there's no destiny. You're just here, existing. It's like being hopeless. I don't know anything much worse than being hopeless. I don't think I've ever been there. And you probably haven't either, but you might have. Hopeless. Well, if you're hopeless, I promise you, you are helpless. God don't want you there. And He's got a remedy for it. What could it be, sir? A vision. Because if you can see yourself better, hope's going to arise. Amen? If I had that new car over there and that new dealership, that new Cadillac or whatever, I'd be good. If I had just a new house, if I had this, if I had that, well, that's not faith. I'm sorry. It's important. It's good. It's a vision. It's an image. It's something you can see and attain to. But the thing that real faith depends upon is Bible word. Amen. The promise. Do you have a promise for it? And has God led you to do this? Have you prayed? And that, I think this is where I miss it, and probably all of us miss it a lot when we're in our prayer life. Some, we just jump in there wide open before we ever pray, even think about, God, what are you saying here? We're not analyzing anything. Now, there are times when you don't need to think. You need to act. And that's when you need to have the word down in you that will what it'll come out when you need it to, right? When you're about to do something about to happen, you say, in Jesus' name, you know, boom. The greatest prayers sometimes are the shortest ones. I heard this guy was on an airplane, had a huge crash over in Africa. It was a huge plane. And he's a Christian. He was sitting there in his seat, and he just said, they hit the ground. And I mean, it was awful. And he said, Jesus! He shot up out of that seat, up onto the top of the plane, walked down, jumped off the wing, and jumped off the wing and broke his foot. He said, if I'd just waited, I wouldn't have broke my foot. But that's what happens when we cry out in that name. When it's almost, and the Bible says we can demand in the name of Jesus, demand a thing or two. So that's what happened. He demanded for help. And Jesus showed up. I don't know of a better name. You know anybody else's name? I'm glad that guy didn't call out Jimmy, because I wasn't around. If he'd have called your name, you couldn't have come. But let me tell you something. Wherever you are, whatever you're facing, Jesus is with you. Call on His name. Get a vision of that. That God is always with me. And you'll walk with courage. And you'll walk with power. And you'll walk in wisdom and in righteousness. It says here, where there's no vision, the people perish. Let's read it like this. Where there is a vision, the people flourish.
Yeah, that's good.
They flourish. You look at these countries that are not democracies. Not that that's perfect, but it's a long way from being in a control by a dictator. They're all dark, and they can't. They don't have anything. They're so poor, they can't do stuff. And that's not a put down. It's just a fact. You look at the people whose countries are raised with the Word of God based on the Ten Commandments. They're not perfect, but look, aren't they far ahead of the others? Amen? Amen. Where there's no vision, the people perish. What about your children? What do they got a vision for? What do you have a vision for? How do you see your future? What do you see in 5 years for your life? Let's get a vision for these things. Well, you know, if you're like me, you start scratching your head and say, well, I don't know. We don't know then ourselves, but we can find our vision and our course in the Word of God, because it says here, where there is no vision, or where there is a vision, the people perish or flourish with a vision. He that keeps the law, that's the word of God. Happy is he. happy. You want to be happy? Get in the Word of God. Start believing it, reading it, speaking it, all the things you can think of about the Word of God. Don't let other things bother you. Amen? They're out there. We contend with them. But they're out there. They shall not come nigh my dwelling. According to Psalms 91. And the author of that book, Diane Jackson. She quoted it while ago in chapel. We had a really good time. But anyway, where there's no vision. So I do not want to be in a position where I have no vision. Even as a single person growing up, somebody, I don't know. I know how I grew up. Nobody really told me about a purpose. Nobody cast a vision before me. You just grew up and became what you were. It's a miracle we're all here tonight, probably. Amen. And we had advantages over people before. You know, we don't just exist and survive. There's a purpose and a reason you're here. And that reason is to go to the world and preach the gospel. That reason is that you and I are to display God's light and the blessings of God and the victory that Jesus won for us. Amen? Where there's no vision, the people perish. Let's say it out loud. I have a vision. You need to write it down. You need to get some pictures that will correspond with it. We were looking for a van, and we wanted a white one, but we only found a picture of a silver one, so we put it on the fridge. Ann says, time for another picture. So we put it on the fridge. Time went by, and we got a new van, new to us. Guess what color it was? Silver. It was the color of the picture. We had wanted a white one. We got a silver one. That's what's in the picture. What's in the picture of your heart? What are we saying? What are we doing? Do you see yourself barely getting by? There was a time, you know, once in your life, I just want to get a job and hide from the rest of the world. Pressure can get to you like that. But that's not how God designed you to do. And we're to be a light, just like Jackie's a light. I go to the grocery store, I used to, and she just light up the whole grocery store. Just like y'all do. Y'all light up things. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. So where there's no vision, but where there is a vision, I can flourish. And I can keep all this balanced. I can keep it focused. By standing on the Word of God, and I will be happy. Amen. Yeah. Y'all know somebody's not happy tonight? More than likely. More than likely. Thank God it's not us, because we're happy. Amen? I mean, Alabama won. What else do you want? All the Alabama fans, come down now and get to on your knees and thank God for what you won, that you won last night. Amen. So anyway, no vision, the people perish. Perish means to expose, to be brought to naught, naked. When you're naked, we don't want to think about it. Don't get that image going. When we're naked, we are not protected. If you have no vision, you're not protected. Everything in the world, you're going to be like a magnet to every bad thing you can think of. But with a vision. You got a purpose. What's your purpose? I'm going to be a jet pilot. Well, go for it. Right? You never know till you try. You got to go. And don't stop. And you can achieve. You know, that has gone out of our society. When I was growing up, you know, you can be anything you want to be. You can be the president of the United States. Well, you can. But not everybody's going to be. But that's okay. I can be eventually what God wants me to be. And that comes through but without the Word of God, you will never be that happy. Can I have a little amen of encouragement? Okay. All right. Let's go to, let's just read this again. Let's read it together out loud. Where there's no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now, the Bible can't lie. I need a vision. A lot of people need a vision. They got education, they got all kinds of things, but they have no vision with their life. They have no purpose to their life. They're making a lot of money. They're doing a lot of things, but there's no purpose there. Amen? Unfortunately. But if you got Jesus, it changes everything. Amen? And He is your vision. Okay, now, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, by 1. Okay, we have stated and we know that the just shall live by faith, right? So we're commanded to live by faith. Amen? Everybody got that? Okay. Well, I don't want to. Well, that's your choice. But it's better. Because if you believe, all things are possible. If you trust your own talent and your own intellect, that's as far as you're going to get. But with God, you can walk on the water like the song said today. Amen? Amen? All right. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Everybody say hope. The evidence of things not seen. That is the definition of faith. Now faith. Don't forget that word now is a timing word. It is always now. You always live in the now. You'll never live any other time zone but now. That's the only time zone we ever actually live is the time of now. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow ain't got here. Now faith. So faith is in me now. Every day I wake up, I have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. But what if you have no vision? You have no image. You have nothing to look to and to have any kind of hope for. You see a vision of that new car or whatever, as we said a while ago, and that vision gets growing in you and this and that, and it causes hope to come. Well, I hope I could have one of those one day. I just love that car. I want that car. That's okay. But don't get the cart before the horse. Get back to the Word of God. Find your scripture. Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire. I think God just opened up the Sears and Roebuck catalog at Christmas and said, get anything you want. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about, Sears and Roebuck catalog. I'm dating myself, and it's old. Hallelujah. You can have anything in the book. Any promise in here belongs to you if you want it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. I looked in that Christmas catalog, and I saw a brand new BB gun. And that's what I wanted. I was blessed enough to probably get it. But I didn't get everything I wanted. Who was it, Lily or Lila or both of them? They circled everything. I don't know. That was Jay. I'm sorry. That was Jay. He just circled everything. He didn't get everything, but almost everything. Nancy was probably like that. She says she didn't. I think she did. She did. Yeah, she did. It's still that way, David. I'm telling you. Brother-in-law. Uncle David, you may kiss Aunt Nancy now. That was so cool. That was so cool at the wedding. You just had to have been there to enjoy it. Jay did the wedding, so praise God. All right, where was I? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That vision that you have, that you need, if you don't want to perish, you've got to have a vision. You've got to say something. It's got to be better than this. I can build a fence. I can do something. You know, a vision for your life. And beside this, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, for your kids. And we all know that very well. You want them all to do well, you know. I want them all to go to college. That's wonderful. That's a great thing. But how am I going to pay for it? You got to get a vision of that part. You got to know that you know that my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. I can't figure that out. College education is woo up there. But God can get it done. If we believe, make that your vision. See your children blessed. See them married to the right people. Amen. See them doing well, healthy, prosperous, and giving you some beautiful grandbabies and great grands. Amen? Woo! What better thing can you think about or do or see? Faith can change everything. Fact is fact, but truth is truth, and truth can change facts. You may have a liver problem. That's a fact. Truth says you're healed by Jesus' stripes. Amen. I'm standing on truth. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm well. And that ends that yang-yang conversation that people want to put you in condemnation. Well, you're sneezing. You must speak wrong something with you. No, I'm standing on the truth. I'm healed. I'm not trying to deceive anybody. I'm just standing on truth. And truth is greater than the facts. And Jesus said those that come to God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You see, I get a little shaky in these areas sometimes in my worship. Because maybe I don't feel right or whatever, you know. It doesn't matter how we feel, it's who we know, who we are. That's your vision. See that picture of you being victorious, your family being victorious, and I mean all the way to the top. Let God's destiny be declared. We don't even really have to think about what we want to be. It's what God wants us to be. He's got a plan for you. And He's got a plan for me. And it tell you what, we need to get in that plan or we'll never be happy. Amen. Never be happy without God. Being rich and famous will not make you happy. They're committing suicide every day. They're looking for something else to make them happy. They got all the money in the world and it's fame. Everybody knows them wherever they go. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That vision will create a hope in you, an image, a desire in you. Like I said a while ago, have you ever been hopeless? That means you have no vision. You see no way out of this hole that you're in. But if you see yourself on the other side, I'm preaching real good right now, Jay. When you see yourself on the other side, where God told you to go. Come on, boys. We're going to the other side. Well, he gets in the boat, immediately takes them out. They get in the boat, sailing away. Oh, this is fun, sailing in the boat with Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing a song. About that time, storm comes. Not a storm. A great storm comes. Some say even a hurricane. And these are experienced commercial fishermen, most of them. And they're being tossed, and they think that, and the boat's full of water. Everybody say, that's not a good sign. And they go wake up Jesus. And he just stands up and says, what does he say, Sharon? Peace! Peace will calm the troubled water of your life. The peace of God will bring everything down. Peace! Be still. If you've got a vision, you're seeing yourself doing that, you can do it. But you won't buy that at the dime store. You won't get that coming to church every 4 or 5 months. You won't get that not reading your Bible and praying. You won't get that. I'm not saying you won't go to heaven, but I'm saying you won't live in victory. You're going to be like a pinball machine. Boing, boing, boing. You're going to bounce off everything that comes along your way. Amen? Now, faith is some things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. I'm hoping. Hope, Jared, something has been, ooh, I got that vision, and now I'm hoping. And what does hope? Hope is the, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Everybody say faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you got a vision, you can get hope. If you get hope, you can cause faith to come. And where does faith come? Jay told us this morning, from hearing the word of God. And when faith comes, let me tell you something. God has come when faith comes. Because it's His word. And nothing, no catalog, no book, no novel, no encyclopedia, whatever you could read, builds faith. Only the Word of God can build faith. Now, you can read a good book, and you can read a book about John Wayne, and when you get through reading the book, you think you're going to be like John Wayne. Well, guess what? It's just a book, and you're not going to be like John Wayne. But if you read the Bible, you can be like Jesus, because His Spirit will come in you. The Word of God's alive. It's not a book. It's the power of God unto salvation. The gospel. Amen. When we see to have the vision, I don't want to perish. I don't want to be exposed. I don't want to be in no protection. I want to have a vision. But I'm getting a vision of my people, my family, you, us. We can be victorious. You got to keep casting that vision up. You can't do that every 6 weeks. You got to cast a vision every Sunday. Amen? Because the world will knock the stuffings out of you if you let it. Keep casting the vision. Then that vision is going to cause hope to come up. Because it's an image. You know, I'm hoping for that. I got that. But then there's one step further, and that's faith. How did I get from vision to hope to faith? Read the Bible. Read your Bible. Find your promise in the Bible, your scripture, that will get you to what you have seen and hope for will come to pass. Psalms 91 is a good place to start. It runs the gamut of whole life almost. You read Psalm 91, you see yourself there in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, the Lord is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Yeah. And then all the other things He adds in there. If you want to know what they are, Diana can tell you. I'm sure most of you can tell us. But long life's in there. Before you dash your foot against a stump, no. Angel's going to pick you up. There's angelic help right into Psalms 91. Yay, I'm not in this by myself. I get to a hard spot. I'm trying to see that vision. I'm trying to have hope and not give up. And I find that scripture, and it seems like it don't want to work. But don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. And boom, one day, you'll be launched out of that hole and walking in victory. And when you know it, when that first time you whip the devil, you know he don't ever have to be defeated again. And he knows you got him. Amen. I'm running out of time, but not quite. I want to end with this. Faith, we're told to live by faith, correct? That's living by the Word of God. And what the Word of God says, you do it, and good things happen. Am I right about that? Yeah. That's not an oversimplification, is it? I think it's good to know that. Just, it's simple, really. Just do what God says, and it'll be okay. You will have trials and tribulations, but it'll be okay. Faith requires vision. You got to see it to create the hope. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. But if you get a vision of what's deep on the inside and find your promise in the Bible, it belongs to you because you belong to God and He wrote it for you. God does not need a Bible. He is the Bible. But we need it so we can comprehend and understand He is omnipotent, omniscient, and He's everywhere all the time. He's God. It's not anything He doesn't know or can't fix. I'm going to find that scripture. And I'm going to put my name in that picture. And make a vision of us flying in that airplane, going to meetings, bringing back what we've learned, having revivals, having meetings, having baptizings, praise and worship. Amen? That's not just for me. That's for all of us and for everybody that's connected to us. A vision is for the nation. It's for your family. Faith requires a vision. The Word of God forms this vision. And when we act on His Word, and truth, it happens. We must see the outcome. Question being, what's the outcome? That's the other side. Where you want to go? Where you want to go? Where's God? Where's your purpose? What's the vision you see for you and your family in the future? Then as you see that, hope's going to come. I see it. And then when I read the Bible, faith's going to come and create it. Create it. Well, how's God going to do this? Well, we don't have to figure that part out. I just know He is able and He wants to do this for me. I want to be in His will. So He's going to have to create my spot. If I'm supposed to be an astronaut, He's going to have to put me in that capsule. He's got to make us away from me. And He will. Only He can do it. But we can't give up. Keep your joy. Keep hope alive. Keep your vision alive. I would encourage you all to write down some things that you want to see to have happen in your life, or this, to create your own vision board. Julie did this for us and did a wonderful job. And it's just what, this is what Faith Outreach is supposed to be doing and being. Well, that'll never happen. Y'all down in Oklahoma, you know, you ain't got 40 folks living in town. Electricity goes off every other day. It's like living in a third world country. No. If you want, and I'm preaching to me right now. If you want Oklahoma to do better, you better see it better.
Yeah.
Find your vision. See Oklahoma doing better. See your road in front of your house paved. It works. It'll get there quicker if we'll let Him do it. If I continue to aggravate our supervisor, it'll never get done. But God, remember, faith requires a vision. Vision will produce hope. And faith will take hope and become reality. Speak of things that are not as though they were. Isn't that true? Well, I don't feel it, but speak something different. Speak the word of God, which is truth, and will change facts. Amen? Have I preached long enough?
Yes.
Ann says yes. Freddie, I always depend on that. You can depend. She's like who she is. Okay. I hope you took some notes this morning. It'll be on a podcast, I'm sure, soon. But listen to that message this morning. Glean back to those before and what Sharon taught them, the words that are coming out in our other meetings like Rose today, that what you say is going to happen quick, because that's the season we're in. Amen? I'm excited about that, Jerry. I'm speaking, it's going to be staring me in the face. But that's what faith does. That's how faith really works. Your faith should never be relied on by time. Because when you say amen, it's done. Amen? And you can do that, and I can do that if I have a vision, my hope is developed, and I see that picture, and then faith takes that and just creates it for me. Oh, I could talk all night. And somebody else said amen.
Oh.
Yeah? Write down some stuff, okay.
I wrote down several things, and two of them
she wrote down several things, two of them's already come to pass.
Amen.
That season is upon us.
Yeah.
And it's always been true. And the Bible says, write it down, make it plain, so those that come by can read it and run with the horses. That's what we want to do. Run with the horses, right? It's more fun, though, to ride the horses. All right, let's all stand up. I have no quit in me tonight. Y'all are the very best. Thank you so much. And if you want to see a turnaround, look for a turnaround. Find the possibilities in the Word of God. Stay on that scripture. Let that vision begin to incubate. Let hope arise. Boom. You're on the way. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's join hands with somebody. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we join hands tonight, it's a sign of unity and agreement. Lord God, we see ourselves fulfilling our destinies that you have for us. Lord God, help us to project or to create within us, Lord, a vision. Well, what would we like to see our lives like in the future, Lord God? And then, Lord, help us to find the right scripture and apply it. Hope is there. Oh, I got something to hope for now. My kid's going to be all right. My retirement's okay. I'm going to be all right. Because I see it in God's Word. And hope arises. And faith causes it to happen. In Jesus' name. We all said this together. I shall live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody you love them before you go. Amen. Oh, don't forget, board members. We'll go to my office.